Hudson River or something like that. So, yeah, that happened. You'll hear about it on the news. Terrible thing. So, I was just watching a few movies. I was watching Tora, Tora, Tora. Very interesting movie. Anyway, Rich, I'm going to say 73s, and I have yet to catch you on 40 meters. I work Spain. I worked a guy in Spain on 40 meters. EA3JE, around 5 in the afternoon. He puts in a real strong signal. But 10 meters was open today. I worked a guy in Oklahoma. I can tell if the band is open by listening to the beacons. Back to W2HL. Okay, Rich. Have a good night. Sleep tight. I'm not going to say the rest of it. And we'll see you further on down the log. M2EL, W2HL. That's nice. Yeah, I usually don't feel fall asleep until lately, 5:30, 6 o'clock. So what does your breakfast consist of? What is your favorite breakfast treat? Yeah, I'm not a breakfast person. Usually when I get up, I'm not hungry until a little later. I always like that. When I went to school, I didn't ever have breakfast. I guess there's a lot of people like that, I guess. Sometimes I like it. Anyway, enjoy breakfast, and we'll see you later, Rich. Nice talking with you at this hour. I'll try it again with you. I don't always, not always connected. I am going to hook up a 2-meter 440 antenna, so I can operate on VHF, UHF from the house. I don't have that capability. Barry gave me an antenna for that band, and I have to get that thing up there, and I'll be able to get that band. Okay, catch you later, Rich. Nice talking to you. M2EO, W2HL. We'll be there.
Good morning. The time is 5 a.m. Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
W2HL, W2HL, is to my problem.
Barry, how many is on much earlier?
Listen, I'm just talking. Play to break in. Unless you run in, going this guy, I don't know what you guys do. Maybe just time I heard you, but try to break in and see if I can find you to me.
Yes, I'm in transmitting on repeat when he's coming back to me on an echo link. By the way, this is N2EO.
I guess it's that time of year for migrating. Really? Okay, I'm just gonna, she's coming out. I'm actually thinking to see if I'm vibing it up since I had a 4:30 this morning. So now I'm here. I'm gonna drive back. I don't know what's in the schedule today. I have no idea. I just don't know. But I think Annie is in Pennsylvania. My daughter is in Pennsylvania. I think Sydney goes to a different job, but she gets there by train. So I don't have to drive her to work after I drive her home. Okay.
I'm Barry, whatever. Let her go by train, and don't let your daughter take you over.
I don't know what that means. Nothing. Anyway, yeah, Sydney goes to work by train this morning because I don't go into the city. She's got to go into the city. I won't do that. I wouldn't do that ever. I hate the city. But this time I have to drive. She has no way to get here. She's driving her home. And as I said, Annie happens to be in Pennsylvania, so I have to do anything with her. Tomorrow I have to drive her kids to school. Today I don't have to. They have the day off today.
Okay, Pat. I know what you do. When do you think you can come by to help me with that reading?
Not sure. Might be today, just as I was saying, I don't have any schedule this morning. So it might be this morning, after I bring Sidna home. I may get a cup of coffee and come out and see you.
Oh, that would be great. All I have to do is get those scoops down.
I think you're making a bigger deal out of that than it is. It don't sound like a problem. It sounds like just have to do it a different way. That's all. I don't think those screws are even stuck in there. I think if you had a pair of long-nosed pliers, you'd literally pull them out.
Well, maybe so.
From your explanation, that is definitely how it sounds. Okay, she's coming out. So I will talk to you in a little bit. You know, I heard you and Howie, but I guess they must have shut the repeater up at exactly the time that I called you guys, because you were not on Echo Link, Howie was.
Yeah, that's right. Now the repeater was off. I think Howie started to shut down Sunday night after the tech man. So I have no idea how I was getting it. I was on the repeater, Howie was on Echo Link.
They must have shut it off exactly when he signed. The only thing I can think of hearing you do it. No, he wasn't, because I was hearing you on the repeater. Okay, I'll see you a little later. NCEO at 2MB. Rockville Center.
Okay, Valley, Rockville Center. You don't have too far to go. You right then. N2MB and 2EO.
Got 12 miles back to the house. See you later at 2MB.
And 2EO.
Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
QYN listening by Echo Link.
Net tonight at 8:30 W2VL repeater system.
2EOK6DPZ. Richie, are you up? And 2EOK6DPZ. Are you there, Rich? Over. 6DPZ, clear. I'm also sorry, Richie. Call me on my phone if you get this.
Welcome to the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
3OK6DPZ Mobile, Richard. And 2EOK6DPZ Mobile. And 2MB. KNB.
K1AMR listening.
Next tonight at 8:30 W2VL repeater system.
S3O is K6DPZ Mobile. Are you around, Richie? K6DPZ, westbound.
K2QPV, Pomona, New York, listening to me. Morning, Joel. How are you doing today? KTKNV. Hey, Rich, I guess it's only you and I know, but everybody left here. I met a fellow at a ham fest yesterday, who I know from this area. He said to me, not too many people are on 2 meters, everybody's on DMR. So I had no desire to go on DMR. And he said, help you. He said, come over, I'll show you how to do it. Radio is $150 or something. So you believe most people are not on 2 meters, they're on DMR?
No, that's not true. But, there's a fair amount of people that have gone up to DMR. Part of the problem, I think, is that people went there thinking that it would eliminate some of the interference that you get, and that's not truly the case. And, again, you're using computer link-ups, and sometimes you can have problems with that. Connecticut, I think, has gone pretty strongly to it. I think part of Westchester has gone pretty strongly to it. I think part of the problem is that you don't have the, I don't think you have the openness that you have right now. You can throw a call out here regardless of who's on there. They're going to come back to you, but somebody else, in theory, could be using the channel that you're trying to call on. You won't be able to get your message out anyway. So I don't know. I mean, I have it. I think if analog is quiet, DMR is quiet. I think at some point, if companies will universally make some software that allows a club to control or a repeater operator to control completely who goes through there, then it'll probably grow even more.
Yeah. Well, I said, well, how do you use it? He said, well, people don't have stations at home and they get on the HTIS, and I use it, and they get calls from all over the world. And so I'm really not into VHF at all on this and other stuff. You know, my frequencies are not these frequencies, but not 2 meters. So I said, okay, that's interesting. He's not far from me. He's about a mile. He has his own repeaters and everything. So I said, well, that's good. Anyway, I was at the Barra Ham Fest in Jersey. I wanted 4 spots. I took 3, and I got away with 3 easily. And I sold a lot of stuff, $230. And it was not a very big turnout. I was very disappointed. So I decided next week, if it doesn't rain, I'll take 3 spots. Unless I have to take 4, I don't know what it is. So I can take 3 spots. I don't have, I could probably even get away with 2, but I think 3. I'll see. I didn't unpack the car. Things had it, but it was in the front seat and the back seat, and now everything's in the trunk. So I guess I got rid of some stuff. What's the weather looking like? You must have some advance notice. K2QBV.
Yeah, you had asked me that yesterday. I'm not sure. I'll take a look. I'll take a look later today or tomorrow. 3 spots is $25 plus 6 for the vendor, $31. That's why I'll come in at no charge. Just trying to think. Again, going back to DMR. You know, when I think I said this to you before. When EchoLink and first EchoLink and then later IRLP came in, there's some purists who say, well, it's not ham radio, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? This is the age of computers, and a lot of the innovation comes out of the hands of amateur radio operators who've come up with some of these innovative ideas, sometimes converting commercial-type stuff like DMR into amateur radio use. But the bottom line is that we forget that there's a lot of people who end up in restricted communities or nursing homes or assisted living. They've been hams their whole lives. They want to do something more. They want to continue. And they're very restricted. So, for example, you take a guy in a assisted living, for example, where, you know, he still controls a lot of his own life. He opens up his computer, puts a microphone in front of it, hits the space bar as the push to talk, and he's talking all over the world. So he's continuing his hobby. So, you know, for those who criticize it, you know, one day they could be the ones that are in need of something like that. So it's all fine. It just enhances the hobby and brings a lot of people back into it. Teacher Kaden.
Well, that's true too. And let me ask you, let me go down a drop and ask you, how much you guys get, well, I have 3-4 spots, how much you get for 2 spots?
It's $20. It's $10 a spot, so it's $20, but 3 for 25. You know, we try to accommodate. There are people that would prefer to have the 3 spots.
But I want one spot behind the other spot. I don't want it next to it. I want it behind.
We can do that, but I'm not sure. So, all right, I mean, we can, when you get there, just tell them what you want. We can do that. So you're just going to set everything up in an empty space with the car behind it, so you'll be like 10 feet by 30 feet, something like that.
Explain it to you a little more. I have a lot of stuff in the truck. I'm not going to set up on the floor. So I'm going to put the car behind and the spot in front so I can sell from the top of my car and from my truck if I want to go get something out of it. So the car will be one spot and the front of the car will be a table or whatever I stick in the car or blanket. So I'll get one right behind the other. But I'll be there early. Staying at the, the Holiday Inn or the Hilton near there. Yeah, I'll be out on the island. I'm going to see friends the night before, have dinner with them, then go back and go to the early bar. I started really early. I got there at 6 o'clock and I got the spot I wanted. You guys don't start until 9. I think it's 9, so you set up at 8. So keep in mind, one spot behind the other. K2QB.
I think you'll have to remind us when you get there. But, you know, I think from the buyer's point of view, yeah, maybe they'd like to get in a little bit earlier, but we have people coming from big distances. You know, on a normal Hamfest, people could be coming in from Pennsylvania, upstate New York. I'm talking about vendors like yourself if you were coming in just for the day. So you need to have some margin there for them to be able to set up and not have to worry about people walking by while they're still setting up. Because honestly, there has been theft, and that's not a good thing. So we try to have as much control over things as possible. But it's not, you know, it also goes back to the indoor, because we're limited in the time that we can open up the indoor. We usually get there at 6, and a couple of the vendors who take large spaces, it takes them 2.5 hours to set up. That's why we don't let the buyers in until 9. I guess that's carried over to the outdoor. But as soon as the vendors are set up, we let the buyers in, so that usually works out also.
I haven't done this for years. I used to go to Dayton. I brought 6 people from my company, and myself, and we sold a very high-level computer chip and a lot of chips for the Commodore then. So I did that. Bringing my office workers. But I haven't set up anything for a while. So that was an experience yesterday. No, I don't have a lot of different stuff. I just have things that I have I have an extra one, so one of these things. Say, oh, it's cool. The MFJ, what's the number? Oh, the analyzer. The 259, I got 2. I don't want to sell one. And filters. No, I'm going to do it the one behind the other. I have to leave. I've got to go visit somebody this morning. It's 10:30. I don't have a radio in the car yet, which I may do. See you later. Thank you for your help with it. K2QBV, Pomona, New York.
All right, Charles, 73. Have a good day, and we'll see you next week. K2KB.
WA2CDL, KC2LXD.
KC2LXD, K2KM, good morning, Roger.
KD2, I'm sorry, KD2. KND, I hope I got it right. KC2LXD. Good morning, Richie. I'm trying to remember your call sign.
Yeah, well, you know, you've been doing this for about 6-7 years. Give me another year or two, you remember. K2KND. How are you this morning?
Okay, I got it that time, Richie. I'm doing good, doing well. And, so far, been having a great weekend, Memorial Day weekend, went to the air show. I was on my AT when I tried to, you know, get back to you, but, you know, my battery was pretty low. I discovered the battery was pretty low, so that's probably why you weren't hearing me too well. But the show was really great, and, you know, despite the poor weather, but, you know, hopefully next year it'll be a lot warmer.
Yeah, it's always unpredictable, obviously, what the weather's going to be like in late May. I think this is actually pretty cool for us. I'm assuming it's below the norm. But anyway, they said it was nice. Actually, Andy was out on a boat. Andy was there Saturday. But Sunday, he was out on a boat watching it, which was pretty nice also. But, other than that, I imagine the kids enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, it was great. We all enjoyed it. And my girls are getting older now. They'll be in college soon. But anyway, yeah, I caught the tail end when you were talking to Andy before I turned the AC off, and I understood that he was at the show. Was he at Jones Beach?
Yeah, they were a little bit off of Jones Beach, which I think is right there, actually, Zach's Bay. One of the guys had a boat and invited him out there, so that's where he was. And I was going to say, also, when you finished up yesterday, you think it was actually, you know, okay, once you got out from behind the building. Look, it's a little bit of a shot. I mean, we do it all the time because we do events down at Jones Beach. And we do hit the Limelight repeater and, you know, others. So I think it was a matter of just trying to get into clear when you were making the transmission.
Yeah, because I used to have a rubber ducky on this F6A HT until I bought this diamond Sierra Romeo Hotel 320 Alpha from the Limelight Canvas. But I think I need to get something a little better. Maybe they have something a little better for this HT. But, you know, it works. I don't really believe that it works all that great. So I'm hoping that there's another antenna that I can look to buy for this AC.
Tell me again which AC do you have? The Kenwood THF6A, is that the one?
It's the Kenwood Tribander TH Fox 6, over.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best overall transceivers, so, you know, it's not the transceiver. I think the antenna, I think that's the right one that will give you as much gain as you can get, but you're only putting out 5 watts. If you're behind a building, you know, you need to have a clear view to the antennas, line of sight kind of stuff, and you're a distance away. You also have to make sure, you know, sometimes you don't realize you hit that power button, and sometimes people are transmitting. You have three power settings on there. You have, I think it's, maybe it's even four, I forget, it's high, maybe it's high, low, and extra low, or something like that. You have to make sure that you didn't accidentally hit the power setting button. But, KQKME.
Well, there's three bars that lights up when the battery is fully charged. So it was only just one cell was lit up, but I had it on the high setting. So and I tried, you know, what I did was I pointed the antenna to the south towards the horizon, and that's when you were able to hear me a little better. And but anyway, so that's the situation, and I was getting a lot of static as well, so I knew the battery was about to go. But and then my wife wanted to listen to the radio, so I just turned the ATC off altogether. But it was really nice, a very good event, and I just wish it was a lot warmer, because it was very cool by the water. And then when we got further inland, it was a lot warmer.
Yeah, it's always going to be different, particularly when you have a change of air temperature versus water temperature. You had a 20-degree difference, maybe a 25-degree difference, and so you get the breezes. But the other thing is, you know, don't forget the THF-6A will do commercial band FM. You can listen to FM stations, and I think even AM stations. So you could really impress your wife and say, hey, look, hon, this is not just ham radio for me, but this is for everybody.
That's right, Rich. Wow, yeah. And, you know, at the time, I didn't even think about that. So I have to look for my manual again and just kind of see all the capabilities that this radio has there. But I think I will impress the next time, because we took a pretty large radio, and that was not necessary. So I'm going to look, see if it has AM capability, and then I'll tune into that AM 1100, because that's the station where they were announcing everything. But it was really a nice event. And it didn't seem like it was a good bit of people, but it didn't seem like as many as there were last year, you know. Last year was just, oh my goodness, we couldn't even get into one of the lots that we normally go to. So, but it did seem like everything was really well done this time around.
Yeah, I think they're usually in pretty much good control of it. The crowds, you know, who knows? The weather, the anticipation of rain, the uncertainty of rain, things like that certainly could have affected it. THF-6A, I believe, does AM, FM, sideband, and CW. Stand by one. Nope, hold on. Yeah, that was a sneeze in there. Anyway, and you can also, under certain conditions, use it to listen to HF, if you're inclined to do so. You may need to change the antenna, or just get a long wire on it or something. But it's really pretty broadband, and plus, reception-wise, could be a little bit tough on the HD, but it does all of those things. KQKME.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, it's a very, very good radio. At one point, I was looking to sell it, though. Because the only downside with this radio is that it seems like the battery goes dead signal too soon. You know, after you transmit on it just for, you know, 5 minutes or so, it seemed like the battery goes dead so fast. And it takes a long time to charge it. So that's the only thing that I don't like about this radio. But I would hear other people talking about how great it is. So that kind of like prevented me from selling it. But you know, it's quite handy since I don't have anything in the mobile. You know, I can just grab it if I just want to listen. But that's the only downside with the radio. Now, I don't know if all the HTs are like that. But if they come up with a better way where you can get more life out of the HT, then I think it would be a keeper. But that's one of the things I noticed about this radio. On another note, Richie, on the line mark repeater, is this repeater hooked up to other repeaters? Does it have like a wide coverage where you can work, you know, worldwide? I'm just kind of curious. KT2LXD.
This repeater is linked to IRLP and Echolink, but not for outgoing purposes. Somebody else would have to be calling in from outside. And we get that all the time. People from England, there's a guy who's been calling in from Japan recently, sometimes across the United States, but only incoming, not outgoing. If you want outgoing, you have to use the 440 repeater, which has outgoing IRLP and Echolink. As far as the THF6A, first of all, the question is whether you bought it new or used. Secondly, how long ago did you get it? The original batteries did not have a great deal of capacity. I forget if they were 700, 800, 900 milliamps. They make... milliamp hours. But now they're up to 1,700, 2,000, and I think they might even have 2,200. I keep four or five batteries for that radio. Rarely, even in the course of a full day operation, do I ever have to change them. So I would check the battery. You should have another one anyway, and just get the highest capacity you can. KTKMD.
Okay, well, I've had this HT for at least 8 years now. And I have a charger. It has the battery pack. And I charge it. Not loose batteries, not like, you know, the batteries you have to keep changing. I have like a battery charger. So I charge the radio and for like 8 hours or so. And then I'm good to go. Over.
Well, when you say you have a battery charger, you talk about a wall wart that you plug in and then plug the connector into the HT, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's what I meant to say.
Okay, well, if that's your primary HT, your only HT, you still should get another battery for it. And you get a battery, maybe a drop-in charge. It costs you a few dollars, but they're available from a couple of different companies. The battery that you have is not a drop-in battery. It doesn't have connectors on the bottom of it. That's why you have to plug it in. The other batteries can be charged in one of two ways, either by using the charger that you're using and plugging that into the HT, or getting a drop-in battery charger, which is what I use. I keep two batteries charging all the time, and the HT is charging using wall wart, so that I'm really charging three batteries at the same time. But you definitely should get one. It's a very good radio. It does a lot of different things. Very useful on 220, because it's also putting out 5 watts on 220, and the 220 repeater is good. It has almost the same coverage, the basic coverage, as the 85 repeater. So I would definitely look to see if you get a larger capacity battery. We have a Hamfest coming up June 4th. I don't know if anybody that's coming to the Hamfest has has the batteries with them, but we can tell you where you can get them. And if you get a high capacity battery, you'll have no problems at all.
Oh, great, Richie. I'm glad I had this conversation with you. That's what I would need then. Because I was really feeling like not too good about this radio. So, you know, due to that very reason. So that's what I would need, a drop-in battery charger. And so that would allow me to just put batteries in it.
Well, yeah, if you bought another battery and a battery charger, I'm not sure what they're going for these days. It could be with the battery and the drop-in charger, maybe $70, something like that. The battery itself you can pick up, I think, for around $30, $25, $34, depending on where you get them from. But now, you use your battery, you use the one that came with the radio plugged into your THF-6A to keep that always charged, and the battery charger allows you to just drop the battery in there and charge the battery without being attached to the radio. So now when you go out, you take two batteries with you. I can't imagine that you would ever have any problem. In addition, the new battery might be twice or almost three times the capacity of the old battery. So if you keep that one charged and keep that one, you know, put that one into the radio, I can't see you going a day without, you know, and having a problem where the battery would run out. Of course, it depends on how much you're talking. I mean, let's be realistic that way. But, you know, when I'm doing the marathon or any of those events and I have the THF-6A and I'm using it, rarely, if ever, do I have to go to a second battery.
Okay, very good. So let me ask another question. So, assuming I take the radio out with the batteries in there, is it good to have the radio to cycle between the low, mid, and high? Or is it good to just keep it at the low level as you're speaking throughout the day on the radio?
Sure, if you can hit the repeaters with low power or even extra low power, do it. You know, it happens that one of the repeater inputs is not far from my house, so I can do extra low on the HD. But if people say it's a little hard to hear you, then try the next level, and if that doesn't work, try the next level. But sure, if you can do it on extra low or on low, you're going to get a lot of use out of the radio. On high power, it's obviously going to be a little different.
Okay, fine business. So, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make the ham fest this time around, because I play at my church, first and I play second and fourth Sunday, so if it's falling on one of those Sundays, I won't be able to make it, but I'll just probably do a search on the internet. Drop in battery charge, I guess, and put in my model radio. And, you know, I should see all the different, you know, I should see it there. With the prices, right?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. There's a couple of companies, like, there's one called Batteries USA, I think, but we have, for a number of years, worked with W&W, or WW Manufacturing. Recently, they moved to Florida, but they will still give Limoff members a 10% discount. Actually, I don't remember if you're a Limoff member. But they'll have the drop-in charger. It's WW Manufacturing or W&W Manufacturing. I'm not sure which it is. But they'll have the drop-in charger and the battery, fairly high capacity. And that's really what you want to do. Anyway, Bobby, let me sign. I just need to do something. But I'll catch you later. But yeah, definitely get the battery. It's a great radio. It will just enhance your fun with it. This is KQKB. I'll sign on your final run.
Hey, Richie. Good talking to you, and thanks for that information for sure. And have a great day. what's left of it. It's a pretty dreary day out there. But anyway, have a good one, and thanks. Hope to talk to you soon. This is KC to LXD, and we'll be clear.
I told you in the Lima. Good morning.